The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is up? Welcome to the madness. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to the Early Edge presented by BetMGM. We've got a great show for you today, including some conference tournament championships. That what we've been doing, we're going to cover them at the end of the show, including some heavy hitter conferences. I see everybody in the chat. Love the excitement. Love the exclamation points. I'll take that all day. And let's look at the recap screen. Let's see if I'll take that as well. Well, a winning record, so I guess I'll take that. We're always trying to go a little bit better than 4-3. It was a tight one in that NC State game. I know some people had the 8.5, some people bought it down to 8.5. If you had the 9.5, I'm sorry about that, but the 8.5 number was given out on Sportsline, and hopefully most of you got that. Tom Casale comes through again with UMass Lowell. Mikey B goes 1-2. Buckets goes 1-2. Again, a winning day. We'll take that. And by the way, programming note, you know, Inside the Lines has changed to 5 o'clock, but also we've got our MLB Futures show shows. We've done 2 of them already with AMAG's Grace and, of course, Snyder. But we're going to do that again today. We're doing player props today at 3 o'clock. You're going to want to tune in because it's that same cast from before, but we're adding prop stars to it. It's going to be an awesome show. 3 o'clock on this very channel. Make sure you've got your notifications on in general. But 3 o'clock today, you're not going to want to miss that. All right, let's bring in the stars of the show. For a Wednesday, Tim Doyle traveling, of course, on assignment. Sometimes that does happen. So we still have Mikey B, Mike McClure, Martin Green. It's all the M's and me, I guess. Martin Green, how you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you very much, Sia. I was up very late last night because Arsenal had a big Champions League game, which they finally won on a penalty shootout. So I was happy with that. And we had some good winning picks in the Champions League too. So hopefully we can keep the roll going today.
All right. And Mikey B, I got to ask you something because we're going to go to Mike McClure's college basketball pick in just a second. But Mikey B, like, listen, I'm in Washington, D.C. You hit 1 out of 2. So, you know, listen, no shame in that. 50% is going to be okay. But we both liked the Wizards yesterday. You had it as an official pick. I certainly leaned on it. I mean, everybody heard me yesterday. Hey, I like that Wizards play. What happened?
Yeah, the second quarter killed them. The Grizzlies were just running into the paint every time they had the ball. They were up by, I believe it was like 26 points at one point. The Wizards finally figured it out. They had to cut it down to 6 points in the fourth quarter, but no interior presence there. Bad second quarter, Wizards.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because, again, like people might be saying, oh, what do you mean? What happened? It's the Wizards. I mean, Memphis had nobody on the floor. Yeah. And the Wizards had basically their starting five, their starting rotation. So, all right, Mike McClure, speaking of teams that have been, I don't want to say underwhelming because, you know, we've got to play in this Butler game. And I'll admit, I took Butler a couple of times this year and they burned me a couple times. I feel like Butler is a good team, but they haven't quite put it all together. What do you like in this Butler game today?
Yeah, see, I like Butler here against the spread. Played them +1.5. You can find this between 1 and 2 in the market. I think the market's just a little off here. I made Butler a -3 favorite. But to your point, see, Butler and really Xavier, they're both teams that can absolutely compete in any given scenario. Just kind of a product of the Big East Conference overall. There's a lot of teams just like the Big 12 that may not have the impressive resumes getting into tournaments, but certainly better than average college basketball teams overall. But I like this matchup for Butler. I think Xavier is the team that's a little more concerning here. Xavier's coming in off of back-to-back losses to Marquette, which is to be expected, and then to this Butler team. But just just before that, they allowed 93 points to Georgetown. If you follow the Big East, you know Georgetown, not a great program at this point. So they've lost a lot of games in there. But when we get to tournaments and neutral site environments, there are a couple things that really stand out when you look for teams that are overachieving in certain areas. The thing that I like about Butler here, they're a fantastic free throw shooting team, which is very, very important in this neutral site format. When you remove some of that home court advantage here, they shoot almost 80% as a team. But what's more impressive for them and what really helps in this format, their defensive free throw rate. They're one of the best teams in college basketball in terms of not putting their opponent on the foul line. I think they're comfortable with the pace in which Xavier wants to play. So for me, this is just one of those situations where it's a competitive basketball game. I'm going to bet on the team on the neutral site here that I think is a little better. I know they're going to knock down their free throws, and they're very good defensively without fouling. So give me Butler here, plus 1.5.
Very interesting. And Mike, I got to say, I really see, okay, everybody, you don't know how subtly nice Mike McClure is. He knows I'm a huge Georgetown Hoyas fan, and he could have said something way worse about the state of the Georgetown Hoya program right now, but he just said, you know, not very good right now or at this point in time. I really appreciate you softening that blow. By the way, Big Cheesy says, great to be back. Sick kids has not been fun. Yeah, I know there's a lot of cold and flu stuff going around right now. We were actually talking about a pre-show. I caught a little piece of that as well. So everybody stay healthy, stay hydrated, eat some good foods and all of that stuff so that you can maybe stay the course when you do get sick. And Josh Davis says his college baseball play hits. If you have plays like Chris Kish does always in the chat in Japan and Big Cheesy, feel free, Bradley Jacobs, feel free to put those in the chat. And if you want to take the plays on the show or the plays in the chat, well, you can do that at BetMGM. Go over to BetMGM right now. New BetMGM customers can sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $5 and you will receive $150 instantly in bonus bets, regardless of your wager's outcome, with bonus code EDGE150. That's EDGE150. All right, we need to take a break so that you all can hit the like button and that we can hear a message from our partners.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we're back on the Early Edge presented by BetMGM, and we got to get to some Martin Green. Martin, people are clamoring for your soccer picks in the chat. JB says that you're his favorite Martin. I don't know is there any other Martin contending other than Martin Lawrence? Put it in the chat. Are there other famous Martins besides Martin Green and Martin Lawrence? Because I don't know that I can think of any. Mike or Mike will have something on that as well. But Martin Green, you have 2 soccer picks. It is your turn. Go ahead.
Yeah, Martin Ødegaard is the Arsenal captain, but
of course,
no picks for Arsenal today because they were victorious last night. There are 2 big Champions League games taking place today, and I'm looking at the Borussia Dortmund versus PSV Eindhoven game. Round of 16 clash is delicately poised at 1-1 on aggregate after these teams drew in the Netherlands last month. But I do think Dortmund were unfortunate in that game. PSV were awarded a very soft penalty. Dortmund are unbeaten at home in the Champions League this season. They should edge this game, I think. I did plan to go for a simple Dortmund moneyline bet at plus 110. But in the end, I decided to parlay Dortmund draw no bet with Paris Saint-Germain. PSG are playing against Nice in the French Cup tonight as well. Nice are in dismal form right now, 1 draw and 4 defeats from their last 5 games. So I really think they could struggle in Paris. So I'm going Dortmund draw no bet, PSG money line at combined odds of plus 120. And just quickly looking ahead to the weekend, I do like Wolves to beat local rivals Coventry in the FA Cup quarterfinals. It's a Premier League team against the Championship team, and I do think there could be a bit of a mismatch there. Wolves have a really solid home record this season. They should have too much quality for Coventry to handle. Coventry are dangerous in attack, but they've only won 15 out of 37 Championship games this season. I think they could be outclassed. So Wolves money line and over 1.5 goals at -115.
All right. Love both of the plays. Love the chat, by the way, because I forgot some really important Martins. Martin Sheen, Martin Scores Easy, Martin Landau, which is so old school, I love. But Chris Kish, he knows my favorite show of all time, my favorite sitcom, of course, is Frasier. And he mentioned Martin Crane. I mean, granted, that's a fictitious character, but it's still a great answer. Martin Crane, an all-timer character, underrated, understated character on Frasier, of course. May he rest in peace. Passed away a few years back. All right, let's get to my picks. By the way, great job, chat. I've got two picks here, and one is for tomorrow morning because, again, we're on the East Coast for golf. So some of these that start before the early edge on Thursday, I'm just going to give you the play ahead of time, obviously, so we don't miss it when we start our show Thursday at 10 o'clock. I'll wait on that one. Let's go in chronological order. Let's go with college basketball. I'm going Texas -4.5. So this Texas team, I think, is actually pretty good. I mean, earlier in the year, I kind of put them in a state of, well, I'm not really sure how good this team. I don't know when they're going to show up and when they're not going to show up. But lately, against the Big 12, listen, when they're playing the good Big 12 teams, they're typically going to lose. We've seen that over the last few weeks. But when they play the middle tier Big 12 teams or the bottom tier Big 12 teams, they really kind of clean up. So I think this is a really good spot to target Kansas State. The one thing about Kansas State is they are very desperate. Now, we can say that about a lot of teams, so I don't want to overplay that narrative, but I do want to say Kansas State needs to win this game to make the NCAA tournament, to make March Madness. So there is something to be said for that, but Texas is not playing for nothing. While they're probably into March Madness, they're certainly playing for seeding, and they that's going to be really important, especially once you get into like the second round. You're going to want a higher seed, even the first round, considering where Texas is at. So both teams have plenty of incentive, but Texas is the much more well-rounded team, offensively and defensively. Kansas State, a very good defensive team. I don't know how much they're going to be able to score, but what I love about Texas is they get scoring from a lot of different areas. It's not just Dessou. They've got other guys that can absolutely fill it up. And so I really think Texas, at the end of the day, is going to put up enough points to pull away from Kansas State. I'll take them -4.5 at -115. And I think if you get this at -5, I think that's okay too. I don't think it'll ever tick up to 5.5, but -5 I'm okay with. If you can find it at 4.5, even better. Maybe it'll go down to 4, but I seriously doubt that. Okay, so let's go to golf. By the way, that's at, I think, 7 o'clock tonight. Let's go to golf. We're going to go to a round 1-3 ball, and I'm going to target Russell Henley. We're going to put some money on Russell Henley. If you watched the early wedge yesterday, you know that Patrick McDonald, pretty big on Russell Henley this week. Now, I'm not as big on Russell Henley, don't get me wrong, but in this particular matchup, I really like him. Steve Stricker, this is more of a Champions Tour guy. While this might be a pretty good course fit for a Champions Tour player, I don't think Steve Stricker and Russell Henley really should be in the same conversation. So the guy I'm really worried about is Bryce Garnett, who won last week. You know, there was not the main PGA tournament, but the sort of the offshoot. Bryce Garnett won that one. And so I guess you could say he's in good form. But again, that was a sort of a different class. And I don't know that he's just going to jump into this tournament and regain the same form he had last week. I mean, it was in a miraculous, nobody expected Bryce Garnett to win last week. He played really well, but if we go back 3, 4, 5 weeks, or at least 3, 4, 5 tournaments, Bryce Garnett hasn't really been in great form. So I do see that as an outlier. Russell Henley has been good on this course, so I think this is a pretty good opportunity. Russell Henley -105 over Bryce Garnett and Steve Stricker. This one starts, I believe, at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, so obviously you're probably going to want to get that one in tonight. All right, so Texas -4.5, Russell Henley -105 in a three ball should be at most books. Those are my two plays. And next we're going to go to Mikey B. Mikey B, you went 1-for-2 yesterday. My Washington Wizards let you down, so that's on me. My bad. But you've got two props. What do you got?
First, we're going to do Bam Adebayo under 10.5 rebounds. I don't do a lot of unders, but I really like this one. He's averaging 10.4 rebounds per game for the season, but he's grabbed fewer than 11 rebounds in 8 of his last 9 games. The last time he took on the Nuggets, he had just 8 rebounds despite playing 36 minutes. With Nikola Jokic leading the way, the Nuggets have given up the 6 fewest rebounds per game in the league, so I'm going to take under 10.5 rebounds for Bam Adebayo. And then we're going to stay on the glass. We're going to do Brandon Miller over 4.5 rebounds at -145. He's averaged 36 minutes over the last 6 games because the Hornets are so shorthanded with injuries. During that span, he averaged 6.7 rebounds. He had at least five rebounds in all six games. The last time he played the Grizzlies, he had six rebounds despite playing just 31 minutes. The Grizzlies have given up the second most rebounds per game in the league. They shoot for a terrible percentage. They don't have a lot of size. So we're going to pay the juice and go Brandon Miller over 4.5 rebounds.
Yeah, that reminds me of Brandon Miller on Monday, because I believe it was Larry Hartstein, a.k.a. Maestro, who had Brandon Miller over 2.5 threes. He ended up getting three three-pointers, 3 of 10. So not the best shooting percentage, but he hit the three. Just like Larry said, because he said the game prior, Brandon Miller took 10 three-pointers and only made two. So he missed it on that one. But anytime you're getting a guy tossing 10 three-point attempts, like, that's going to look pretty good. But in this case, obviously, we're looking at rebounds, not three-pointers. Brandon Miller certainly getting the playing time there. And Bam Adebayo under 10.5 rebounds. I think that's it. Hey, Mikey B, let me ask you this real quick. I don't know if the line's moved, but that line, I think, opened Denver -3 at Miami. I thought that was a bit of a curious line. It made me kind of lean towards Miami because I thought it was kind of short, kind of like baiting me into Denver. Any take on that game whatsoever?
Yeah, they played I think I would probably go with the under. When they played last time, I believe they combined for 200 points. Two very good defensive teams, two slow-paced teams. So if I was going to take something there, I would probably just take the under rather than mess around with the spread.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense. And I'm actually looking at what that is. But all right. So, ladies and gentlemen, so here's what we're going to do. We've got some big conference tournaments to talk about. It's going to be me and Mike McCloy. I think we're covering, let's see, the SEC, the Mountain West, and the Big Ten. So, Mikey B and Martin Green. Oh, by the way, Martin Green, before I let you go, you win. You win the Martin contest. Martin Luther King, of course.
There you go.
I'm so caught up with pop culture that I didn't even go to the, like, yeah, that's the winner right there, Martin Green. Thank you for adding that one in. But with that, I got to let you go. I got to let Mikey B go because we're going to talk some conference tournament stuff. And by the way, there's even more picks in the chat. Big Cheesy, I see you. So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back. It's going to be me and Mike McClure. Hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Joe Neuenfeld says, Mike McClory says, keep Martin here to discuss the Mountain West, or perhaps the Martin West. How about that? And Martin Truex, a man after Mike McClure's art, Joe McClanahan says Martin Truex. That's a good Martin as well. Martin Van Buren. Oh, my gosh. A president of the United States. Right? Yeah. Wait, am I getting that wrong? I'm all confused. Martin Van Buren, yes. Big Ten odds. All right, let's go to something that's more in my wheelhouse here. So we've got Purdue at the top. So, Mike, I do want your commentary just a little bit here on Purdue. Forget about the Big Ten tournament odds. I understand they have Zach Edey. I understand they have a great team. For some reason, when I look at Purdue, I'm like, no. This team's not going to beat Houston in a Final Four. They're not going to beat Tennessee in a Final Four. Maybe I'd throw in like UNC into that. Like, there's obviously a handful of teams. UConn. Before we get into the Big Ten tournament odds, your commentary on Purdue. Like, I understand they're the real deal. Do you expect them to be cutting down the nets after March Madness?
I don't expect them to win the entire thing, but I do expect them to make the deep run here, Sia. I think that this is the most complete version of this team. We all know how great Zach Edey is, how much of a challenge it really is to defend him. If there are teams that know how to defend him, it's certainly Big Ten teams overall. But I've been really impressed with their guard play down the stretch, actually. I think they're a great team overall. I don't like them to win everything because I think there are a lot of great teams out there. I also think the 2 and 3 seeds, at least projected at this point in this region where Purdue would be in the NCAA tournament, can make some noise. So love them in the Big Ten. Don't necessarily love them to win it all.
All right. And by the way, speaking of big, we're going to cover the Big East here, too. I mentioned the Mountain West, SEC, and Big Ten. We're going to do Big East tournament odds as well. So hang on for that. And hang on for the recap screen as well. Okay, so let's get to the Big Ten odds. You know, I see Purdue here at minus 110. Obviously, we just discussed them. Illinois starting to play a little bit better, starting to come together, plus 300. Nebraska, towards the end of the season, they started to come on. And then there's Michigan State at plus 1,000. You know, Michigan State this time of year, it's a tired narrative, but it usually comes through at plus 1,000. Any value in any of these guys, Mike?
You know, I think there's a little value on Purdue, and then down the board, the one that stands out to me is Ohio State. The Ohio State, this number reflects what they've done throughout the course of the season. I do not care about the entire season for them. I care about the last basically 10 to 12 games where they've been a much, much better team here. So I like Ohio State. You can see behind me, I've got Purdue and Ohio State with the football helmets. Not sure how to represent the basketball teams as well on the backdrop, but these are the two teams. I think Purdue wins the conference tournament. If there is a team that could make a run, though, for me, it would be Ohio State. They are drastically undervalued. I would have them slightly ahead of Michigan State right now in terms of odds.
Very interesting. Yeah. I mean, that's plus 2,500 for those of you that are listening to the podcast later and not watching this live, plus 2,500 there. And yeah, you know, as much as I think Purdue was underwhelming, if I had to pick one at minus 110, I do kind of like Purdue. And that's mostly because I'm not really a believer in the teams right behind Purdue. Like when we're talking about like Nebraska, for example, Illinois, I just don't think they have enough necessarily. So I do think it's probably Purdue's tournament to win. I think minus 110 is completely fair. When it gets to March Madness, I think we'll have to see the matchups, Mike. And I know we'll do shows on that in terms of like Purdue, do they have the right matchups to potentially get to the Final Four and win this whole thing? All right, let's go to the Mountain West tournament. By the way, Danny Brasco is in the chat. So what's up to Danny Brasco, Bradley, Chris, see everybody in here. Really, really happy to see everybody sticking around because we've got San Diego State plus 250 leading the Mountain West tournament. Utah State, that's a good team, plus 450. Nevada, plus 500. And there's really not much of a drop-off. This is a really interesting conference tournament, Mike, because we usually see the drop-off after like three or four teams, but Boise State, plus 600. New Mexico, plus 600. UNLV, plus 600. Colorado State, plus 700. Like, there's no drop-off until you get to Wyoming where it gets, you know, really dicey. I think Utah State and Nevada are really interesting here. I think I would probably lean to one of those two, but San Diego State, a very good team. Where are you at in this one?
Yeah, see, what an awesome conference Mountain West has been this year. You see the odds reflecting it, but they have a lot of depth in this conference. Any of these teams is really viable here. But for me, it's going to be Nevada or Nevada, however we want to say it. We can have that debate again because we're going to be talking about them all weekend here. I like this team. I make them the best team in the Mountain West, frankly. I think when you look at San Diego State, they're very, very even. But when you look at the odds here, San Diego State, you know, the Mountain West as a conference doesn't get a lot of attention. They're getting more this year, certainly. But San Diego State is a team that's actually getting a lot of respect in terms of name value. They've made some tournament runs, way more of a household name. But when I look at Nevada, they do a couple things extremely well. Number one, they're one of the best teams in college basketball at getting to the free throw line. They also shoot from the perimeter very well. Excellent hitting threes. If you can get to the foul line and make threes, you're never really out of games if you have a slow start. I like this Nevada team. I think they win this conference tournament.
By the way, I'm all about saying Nevada and Gonzaga, but I know you're supposed to say Gonzaga and Nevada. I feel like we need to, Mike, we need to start a new trend. I think we just need to change the narrative on how to say the A. By the way, I'm looking at the likes here. I'm just saying we've got like a 4-to-5-to-1 ratio. We have a lot of people watching, but we don't even have 100 likes yet. Like, that's not good. Everybody, if you haven't already hit the like button, that's the thing you do, not at the end of the show. That's the thing you do right when you get into the show. You hit the like button, and then you get into the chat. Super, super easy process. I even do it myself. I cheat. I hit the like button before the show as well. All right, let's go to, oh, by the way, I'm in on Nevada. Nevada. I'm in on that one. I like the number. I believe it was plus 500. That's the one I like as well, as I mentioned before. SEC odds, before we get to the Big East, let's pull that one up. I mean, speaking of parity, speaking of a lot of teams that could win, I mean, we go down the board. It's Tennessee plus 160, Auburn plus 250, then Kentucky, then Bama. Listen, I think Florida at plus 1600 is in play. Then you get to South Carolina. Listen, South Carolina can beat some teams. We've seen them go on the road. These will be neutral sites, but we've seen them go on the road and beat some very good teams. So I actually think this is potentially like six teams deep. Now, can teams like South Carolina and Florida make a consistent run and win the SEC tournament? I don't know, Mike. What do you think?
Yeah, it's fascinating here. You have to consider the geographical location of some of the tournaments. This is certainly one of them. The Big 12 is the other one. This tournament is here in Nashville, just across the street, literally. I'll be walking across the street to these. This will be closer to a home court environment for two teams, Tennessee and Kentucky. Kentucky is the team I want to talk about a little bit. We know how good they are offensively. They've struggled defensively a lot of the season. However, they've improved drastically recently, hitting their stride at the right time. I like them in this building. I like that the fans will show up here. To me, it's a two-horse race between Kentucky and Tennessee. Love both of them in the NCAA tournament format. I think Tennessee is more built for that format. I think that Kentucky, with the offense, the pace of play, they can hit threes, very good free throw shooting team as well. I think that Kentucky is the play here in the SEC tournament. Tennessee is the play in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, and I know you had Kentucky at Tennessee on Saturday. I do that show, Mike, by the book. I do this rapid fire segment, and Kentucky was one of my plays on that as well. A very impressive team. Can we put those odds back up real quick, Jake? Because I want to see some of those other teams that are with Kentucky. Yeah, I'm not in on Auburn, especially on a neutral court, Alabama on a neutral court. I think I agree with you. I mean, obviously Tennessee's a good play, but probably Kentucky. I don't know. I'd sprinkle on Florida just because it's a long enough number. But realistically, maybe that's not the play. I just want to point out that I do think Florida has some viability once we actually get to March Madness. All right, let's check out the Big East. This is my conference that I grew up with. And you know, it's been watered down a little bit with some teams leaving over the decades, over the years. But we've got UConn. This is the top dog, right, in any conference. Minus 165. Creighton plus 375. Marquette plus 650. I don't know, Mike, if Tyler Kolek is going to be back for the Big East tournament. I trust he's going to be back for March Madness. I don't know. Maybe you have an answer to that, but I don't know if we know if Tyler Kolek's going to be back. That's a really big deal. And if he's not, I think Marquette's chances are also watered down a bit. Then we go to Villanova. St. John's has some talent. And then Seton Hall, Providence, like none of these teams are. It's funny. Georgetown isn't even on this list, by the way, which is hilarious. But UConn, is that where you're going, or are you finding value a little bit down the board, Mike?
I like Creighton here, Sia. Creighton's a team that I only really want to back at home or on neutral sites. The road environment hasn't been great for them, but they have all the recipe as a team that can be very successful. I like them in the NCAA tournament as well, around 30-1. That price point is available currently. UConn is clearly the best team, but again, neutral court environment will certainly feel like a home game for UConn at MSG if they were to meet there. But when I look at Creighton, they are a phenomenal free throw shooting team, very underrated defensively. But what I care about most in neutral sites as well, they can play and defend without fouling. Number one in college basketball in terms of defensive free throw rate, not going to give up a ton of free points, can definitely hit the deep shot. I think that they're built for tournament play, neutral site play. So I like them. The only comment I would make on UConn, if you like UConn, it's not comfortable the first round there, but they project as a team that you're far better off backing on a rollover parlay basis. So essentially go bet them on the money line, whatever it is in their first game, take the winnings, roll it on over all of that money into the money line in the next game. Go that way, you're going to get a much better price point than the current number of minus 165, especially if they run into Creighton, where that money line in that game would probably be less than the number is right now, or right around that number. But again, you'd be farther ahead because you would have already bet them on the money line ahead of that.
Yeah, I do like how Creighton is built for tournaments, this tournament and for March Madness. So plus 375, a good number. I think if we get news that Tyler Kolek is healthy and back, I really do like the plus 650 on Marquette. This is a very good basketball team, really well coached offensively and defensively. Really like what Shaka Smart is doing with that program. Okay, don't go, because we have the recap screen, and I do want to tell you also, and by the way, if I didn't already mention, I would probably also go with Creighton there, but again, I'd consider Marquette depending on the injury news. Don't forget about the early edge bracket challenge. I know some people already signed up yesterday. I really encourage you to just get this out of the way in terms of entering now. Again, it's officially March Madness, and that means it's officially March, and that means Madness. Join the early edge bracket challenge and compete against our cappers, that's us, for prizes and bragging rights. First place takes home a year subscription to Sportsline. Link for the bracket pool is in the description. In the description right now. See terms and conditions for offer details. Go ahead and check that one out. This chat, by the way, before we bring up the recap screen, I do want to thank you, because I said, hey, everybody hit the like button, and it went up like 50 likes, like just like that. So really appreciate you. I would say just do us a favor and hit it when you come into the show as opposed to the end of the show. That always helps. All right, let's take a look at the recap screen before we get out of here. Martin Green, Dortmund, DNB. Plus PSG money line plus 120, Wolves money line plus over 1.5 minus 115. Mike McClure, speaking of the Big East, he likes Butler plus 1.5 at minus 110. Mikey B, Bam Adebayo under 10.5 rebounds minus 130, and Brandon Miller over 4.5 rebounds at minus 145. And I've got Texas tonight minus 4.5 at minus 115. And the players, it starts tomorrow morning, but this one starts at 8:30 in the morning in terms of this three ball. Russell Henley minus 105 over Bryce Garnett and Steve Stricker. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a full show. We missed Tim Doyle, but we filled it up regardless with Mike McClure, with Mikey B, and of course, with, I don't know, at this point, is he our favorite Martin? We listed so many Martins. I don't know. He might be third place at this point, because there was a lot of good stuff in that regard. But we love Martin Green, and we love Jake the Snake on the ones and twos. Don't forget, 3 o'clock, we've got our MLB Futures show. We've got Inside the Lines at 5 o'clock. We've got Early Edge tomorrow. Don't forget about the Early Wedge, which is already in your feed with picks from me, Patrick McDonald, and Eric Cohen. We have a lot going on. Turn your notifications on, ladies and gentlemen. It is going to be an incredible week, an incredible weekend, and an incredible few weeks of college basketball. Have a great Wednesday. This is the Early Edge. I am the counselor. We rest our case.
The time has come for drag queens to save the world.
RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars is back on Paramount Plus, and for the first time ever,
I want you to use your talent for good,
for a change.
8 iconic queens are competing for the charity of their choice.
This is how you do drag.
Who will slay it forward, win cash for their favorite cause, and a coveted spot in the Drag Race Hall of Fame? RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars, new season now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.